From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Thank you for joining with me around God's precious Word. It's a joy to have your company, and I trust that the Lord will bless you richly as you follow with me as we study His truth. We begin a new chapter today. It's Mark chapter 11. And we're going to read from verse 1 through to verse 11. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met. And they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. From this passage, which recounts events in our Savior's life just before his crucifixion, I want us to take careful note of some simple points set forth here. Firstly, notice the poverty to which our Savior submitted himself during his earthly ministry. The climax of our Savior's purpose in coming to this earth 2,000 years ago is here drawing very near. We are entering the last week before Calvary and his dying to save his elect people. He who was led in a manger at his birth is about to enter the great city of Jerusalem, his city, and he does in the same spirit of humility as marked all his ministry so far. What is about to happen is a foreshadowing of a much more glorious entrance into Jerusalem when our Savior returns again to this earth, but here is Christ in his humiliation. He has to borrow the colt of a donkey in order to ride into the city. Not for him the glory that earthly kings and potentates so much love. There is no royal carriage, no golden coach, no splendidly attired outriders, no. Just a borrowed colt, no saddle, just the garments of some disciples. He who had so often travelled in a borrowed fishing boat now entered Jerusalem on a borrowed donkey. Secondly, notice that he manifested forth his divinity here in these events. His divine nature his knowledge of all things, his overriding power, all are displayed in this passage. He directed his disciples to where the colt was to be found. The owner of the colt had been wonderfully informed of the Saviour's need of the animal, verse 3, and immediately permitted the disciples to take the colt when informed of who it was required it. Again, note that it was a colt whereon never man sat, verse 2, and yet the animal readily submitted to Christ riding it, and that amidst the noisy scenes of the Saviour's entrance into Jerusalem. He is the Lord of creation. Thirdly, notice the scene was a fulfillment of prophecy. This John tells us in his Gospel. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they these things that were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. John chapter 12, the verses 14 to 16. As is the case with his people so often, there was no recognition amongst the disciples of the significance of these events. It's still the same today. God's people take little heed of the outworking of God's purpose in this world. We are clearly told in the Bible of the signs of the times, but few take note of them, just as was the case here. The prophecy quoted in John's account of the Saviour entering into Jerusalem is taken from Zechariah chapter 9 and the verse 9. You would wonder that the exact fulfillment of the prophet's words, Thy king cometh unto thee, he is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt the foal of an ass, did not stir someone's memory. But no, as John tells us, these things understood not his disciples at the first. John 12, verse 16. How it behoves us to read and study our Bibles, and to believe what is written there, and never doubt that it will come to pass exactly as God says. Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe what the Lord Jesus says to you? All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John chapter 6, verse 37. Believe it today to the saving of your soul.
Do please join us again in our next broadcast, and make sure you have your Bible to hand so that you can follow our studies.
Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.